The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. And really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Sunday. This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe. At Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there. Join the militia live on X Spaces for the final segment of each show. The orange with a pretty strong run game on the ground, but nothing to offer through the air is Carlos Del Rio Wilson takes over for the injured Trader for the foreseeable future due to an undisclosed injury suffered in Blacksburg, apparently. The crowd, it filled in a little bit, but quiet. And, Jeff called it. I think Joe mentioned it about Trader. And I guess that was the change. Garrett didn't. Well, we'll get into the montage of all that. But anyway. Yay. So basketball season's officially tipping off tomorrow. 7 o'clock in the Dome against New Hampshire. Who is New Hampshire, you say? I have no idea. Hoping to be a gimme, another warm-up game for Syracuse. Joe, I don't know if you have anything to add here, but, 7 o'clock in the Dome tomorrow. And, it's something to get excited about, as we put things into perspective dealing with football and the implosion that is that. So, at least we can see what can bring us hope. As far as Syracuse goes, in general. Because Syracuse University, I mean, I could say they've lost me a long time ago, but they're seriously, seriously losing, not just me anymore, but almost everybody that watched that game Friday night is pretty pissed, and heads need to roll. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Happy Sunday, Joe.
Yeah. No, as far as New Hampshire, goes in basketball, we've seen you can't really take too much out of the scrimmages. The first scrimmage, Judo or Munir Hema didn't play. And then the second one, Munir Hema, Benny Williams was suspended. We don't know what his deal is.
That was Elijah Clark. I'm sorry. We'll talk about that, too.
Yeah. So, but either way, I like our athleticism and everything like that. The first game starts on Monday. Still don't really know what to expect, but I do expect JJ and Judah to kind of do their thing. Now, New Hampshire, they finished third last year in the American East, 9-7 in the conference, 15-15 overall. So not an awful showing. American East, Vermont won that league, and they were a decent squad. They do return basically their best player from last year. He'd be a 6'6", 210-pound Clarence Daniels, who played 35 minutes a game and averaged 15 points, 11 rebounds. But they did lose their second-best player, their guard, Nick Johnson. He transferred to Winthrop. They still got Kyrie Brown and Matt Harasmi. They're two guards. But, again, kind of one of those mid-majors where, their top – tallest guy is going to be about 6'8". Jackson Baker is a 6'8 forward that has a little bit of size. But, you know, this is going to be a game where we could probably go a little bit smaller. We'll go a little bit bigger. I think we're going to see a lot of different, you know, different lineups in there and players playing with each other. So, yeah, I mean, they do bring back some good guys. But, again, this is one, I mean, obviously with the expectations that we have at this team, and then if Adrian Autry wants to get, you know, start the season off with a bang, then this is obviously one that we shouldn't be worried about, and we should be able to go in and take care of business. We are currently a 14.5 point favorite, so
that's it.
That's all I got.
Okay. All right. Well, with that said, we're going to make this segment as quick as possible. But there were some things in the montage to talk about. Coach, visibly irritated. And boy, when the tough questions come from the media, it is quite the change in attitude. You know, I mean, in my opinion, the media should have been doing this for a long time. They should do this to everybody. But the Syracuse media tends to be relatively friendly. I think, you know, there was a point in time where Stephen Bailey was in there, and he was the only one asking tough questions, making things uncomfortable for anybody he was asking a question to, any coach, being football or basketball, right? Well, he was mostly a football guy, right?
Yeah, but so, he was also mostly injuries, right?
Yeah, and, yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I think Baber set the precedent pretty early that he wasn't going to be letting that cat out of the bag anytime early, right?
Right, and these questions that are presented are legit questions, I think, that aren't going to hurt anything, really. And, you know, it's what you go to the press conference for. That's why it happens, is to give information to the media and to fans. So with that said, let's listen to what Coach had to say following the loss.
Obviously, extremely disappointed with the outcome. It was a game that we felt like we had an opportunity to win. We were in it all the way until late. The score was close enough for us to capitalize on that. Just didn't make enough plays out there. There were plays to be made, and we didn't make them. Too many turnovers. Boston College did a nice job playing that style that they were playing, and it was good enough for them to win. So Coach Halfley, fantastic job. Tip my hat. But I'm still proud of those guys in that locker room, our defense, offense, trying to battle. Carlos did a good job. I know there's a lot of interceptions, but, you know, when you're playing with your backup quarterback, the other guys have to find a way to win the game. And LaQuinn almost found a way to do it. The offensive line did a nice job in the rushing game. But once again, we lost too many guys in that game. In the second half, the lineup started changing. So, questions?
Dino, when did you know that Garrett was going to be unavailable for tonight's game?
Not until Thursday, I believe.
So he practiced most of the week?
He didn't practice at all.
He didn't practice at all. So he came out of the Virginia Tech game and was completely out for the whole week?
He didn't practice at all.
So Carlos was taking all of the number one snaps. Did you rotate, like, Davison or anyone else?
Carlos took all the number one snaps.
So you felt that going into this game, he should have been prepared to play with the number one unit? Or would you have liked him to have, obviously, more time?
Emily, I just came off the doggone field, okay? You asked your questions, I answered your questions, okay?
Dino, do you expect Garrett back during the regular season?
We don't know.
What went into the decision to go with Jaden over Elijah Clark at safety?
Elijah Clark was suspended because of something happened within team rules. His suspension was half, which meant that he wasn't allowed to play defense, but he was allowed to play special teams.
Coach, near the end of the game, in the second to last offensive drive, it looked like Carlos was maybe hurt. What went into the decision to bring him back out for that final drive?
Carlos felt that he could go. We were ready to go with our backup quarterback at that time, and Carlos said he could go, and we gave him the opportunity to go. Trainers had to okay it. Carlos had to okay it. Either one of them didn't want to go, we went to the next quarterback, and we'll do the exact same thing next week if he can't go.
So going into next week, you feel that Carlos, at least at the moment, would be, if Garrett can't play, he would still be the one to be quarterback?
I hope so. We're going to circle the wagons. We'll circle the wagons. We'll play within ourselves. We'll keep the family close. This team can still accomplish some of the goals that we had when this season all started. And it's going to take everyone in the room to work together and to play unselfishly.
Coach, a few dropped interceptions throughout the game, particularly in the first quarter. Is that something you guys want to focus on in practice going forward?
We work with those guys a lot. I thought some of those catches were, I wouldn't say easy catches, but they were catchable. And it was disappointing that we didn't come up with one. I can visualize, I think, three of them. You know, it was unfortunate that we scooped up the fumble and then we couldn't score. That was unfortunate. And, you know, and then obviously, you know, we had a play where we got a receiver deep and caught a ball, and then all of a sudden the ball was in the other guy's hand. So definitely had some mishaps, but we're going to grow from them.
Penalties have been an issue. Elijah had the team rules thing. Are you worried at all about any lack of discipline, lack of focus from the team?
Lack of discipline? No.
You want to brat from that?
Can I ask why not? Like, what makes you confident that that's not an issue?
What makes you want to ask that question? What was the lack of discipline? You talking about the penalties?
Well,
you mean when they were simulating the snap count and getting us to jump? Okay, that's happened. It's happened all year, so.
Do you know what, at this point, would be your message to a frustrated fan base on why they should still believe in what you're doing here?
You know, the definition of faith is belief in things unseen, if you want to go biblical. We normally don't do that. What we normally do is believe without evidence. Okay. I believe in this football team. I would be very careful if you try to not believe in them, because they have a tendency to get things done. And I still believe they're going to be able to get things done this year.
All right. So a couple of cringy moments there. Syracuse had an opportunity to win this game until they didn't. Right. And, you know, the not for lack of defense, they did a pretty decent job. You know, well, we can talk about, just for argument's sake, you know, they probably win this game if Schrader's in there and they all play like that. So with that said, you know, they did have some opportunities to at the interceptions. Coach says he counted three. I counted five. Schrader was out ruled out by Thursday. He didn't practice. Carlos took the snaps. You know, he said Carlos did a good job. I mean, putting in the situation like that, it sucks for a backup quarterback, right? But, you know, 25% of his passes were intercepted. And, I mean, I wouldn't call it a good job. Maybe he does better next week. By the way, by the sounds of it, don't expect Garrett Schrader back anytime soon. Coach is talking about, you know, he doesn't sound very confident in him coming back. Let's just put it that way, right? So, you know, they talk about, well, this is an injury suffered in Blacksburg. Is it an aggravated injury? You know, I've been DM'd. I think Dom DM'd me. Dom McPherson said that this injury takes a longer time to, the injury that he had and the surgery that he had is a much longer recovery time than what he went through. And with that said, you know, maybe he was out there taking snaps too early and maybe re-aggravated something, which would be, that would be terrible for him to have to go through that surgery and take a step back in recovery like that. So anyway,
let's in defense, right? Like, they did say that the surgery was either going to, you know, fix it and get it to the point where it was better or at minimum the same, right? And the same is kind of, you know, we're right around the same game last year where his elbow started to hurt and they started to go through these things. You know, I think that it's a situation where they probably don't want to admit that, you know, if they come out and they say it's the elbow, then everyone's going to question whether or not he even should have got the surgery in the first place. I think this goes all the way back to Florida State when he had food poisoning and sat out in the fourth quarter. They're kind of just going off of how Garrett Schrader feels. Because that's what it felt like to me. He didn't practice all week. They found out on Thursday. Well, to me, that's a pain threshold. Can you get, because he's got to practice at least once, right? Can you play? Are you good enough to play? And they're leaving it up to Garrett. They pulled him in the Florida State game, most likely so that he could rest it and hopefully be better the next week in Virginia Tech. Went to Virginia Tech, started, there was a little bit of a pain threshold, and then got pulled again, and now they're calling it this injury, and I would be very, very surprised if it's a different injury than that. They're just playing it close to the chest so that they could hopefully, manage it. And hopefully it's going to be a pain tolerance thing for Garrett. I don't think it's the last time that we've seen him. He's not going to get a medical red shirt. This is going to be the last year. So if he can go out and he can play, then he's going to play. And him at, I don't even know what percent, because I don't want to down Carlos Del Rio Wilson, because obviously he never thought he was going to start a game this year. But I don't know the percentage, but Garrett Schrader, if he can play and he can go through that pain, then it's better than what we saw.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's not, I'm not knocking Del Rio.
I'm not knocking anybody.
I mean, but, you know, let's be honest. You know, we all watched the same game. 37 yards through the air for Syracuse.
Right.
4 interceptions and 7 for 17. So, you know,
who knows if they ever took it seriously, too, right?
Well, it didn't look like receivers were taking it too serious, seeing that Amari Hatcher caught one and literally had it taken away from him. Literally had it pickpocketed.
That was a great play, and the ball was thrown a little bit behind him, but it was a great defensive play. I feel like if you know Garrett Schrader and you know how tough he is, you're going through all week. Yeah, okay, Carlos Del Rio Wilson was – he was going through the first team reps, but I would wonder, you know, fly in the wall – or it being in his head on how seriously he actually thought he was going to be starting the game when he was practicing Tuesday and Wednesday. And then they come to the damn facilities on Thursday, and Garrett ends up by the end of the day saying that he doesn't think he's going to be able to do it. Or maybe it's Friday morning. Like, now all of a sudden it became real. And it just, you know, I think he's got potential, but he did not look comfortable in the pocket.
No, not at all. And you know, I felt like the offensive line did okay. I mean, they did a pretty decent decent job in the run game. I mean, it wasn't the same thing that we've seen. You know, you do have 4th-and-a-quarter inch, though, and your 2 senior guys on the line jump both at the same time.
But that does go back to what Dino said, too. Because
I know it does. Not undisciplined, though? That's like the definition of undisciplined.
Well, it's 3 or 4 all false starts, and when you notice that, you saw the SU players going and talking to the ref, because like he was saying, you know, you had the defensive line mimicking the snaps. So again, I mean, you can say discipline all day long, but the defensive line was doing something that should be called a penalty, and they didn't get caught. That's one of those do it till you don't get caught, and they didn't get caught. So they let it happen 4 or 5 times, right?
Yeah. Elijah Clark, he was on 50% suspension, and you got to imagine that's got to be – there was a team rules thing. Who knows? Maybe mispractice. I have no idea. But anyways, I'm just happy that it's not an injury, and I guess, you know, we'll see what happens. I wouldn't doubt that he comes back next week against Pitt.
Well, he was out there.
He was on special teams. So he's a 50% suspension. So he was allowed to play special teams, but he wasn't allowed to play defense.
Right.
So Coach mentions, you know, circling the wagon, and, you know, mathematically there's still a chance for a bowl game. We play the same game with basketball until it's mathematically impossible to do. I still have to hold hope that this team can make a bowl game, or, you know, with the basketball team, that they can make a tournament. And, you know, we'll see. We got 3 games. We got to go 2-1 to get a bowl game. Does it matter to some fans right now? I mean, I don't know. We'll just have to see, you know, these next few games. I'll tell you, we're not going to win a single game the rest of the year if Schrader does not play. If we don't see Schrader, I don't see it happening. So, we'll go from there. By the way, I said 5 dropped interceptions. I would give Justin Barron a pass on his. I mean, the dude's got a club hand, so there's that. So,
and he made a play. He didn't even get a play to make up for it.
Yeah, he sure did. So he did.
It was a great play.
He recovered it too.
He hit Robichaud coming out the backfield, and that actually took him out of the game. And then he recovered the fumble.
Yeah, it was a monster hit. They reviewed it for targeting. It looked right. That was the one.
They reviewed it for targeting, but, you know, he led with his shoulder and he was going midsection. It wasn't anything, you know, malicious about that. It was a clean hit. So,
yeah. So look, I can't believe he broke out, though, because we've talked about it. The belief without evidence thing. I'm surprised he broke that out, but nonetheless, He did. And look, for me, like I said, I don't know how tied his hands are, but as far as evidence goes, like I've already said, I've seen it. So can this group rally and make it to a bowl game and win out even? I'm sure they can. I'm not saying they can't, but I mean, you know, as far as that, as far as everything else goes with believing this, that, or the other, I mean, you got to start showing me stuff. Because if you ask me today who's going to win against Pitt in New York right now, I'm going to tell you Pitt. So does that mean I don't believe, or does that mean that I have two eyes that have seen the past 5 weeks? And, you know,
Pittsburgh don't look great either, though.
They don't. But, you know, here we are.
I mean, I'm just saying, you got to put it in perspective, right?
Because
you talk about BC, who, you know, this Castellanos guy is tough. He can slide fast. He's super fast. Tough to take down, sack. And, you know, people were talking about just competing. Well, I mean, we competed, even with, you know, Carlos Del Rio Wilson in there. I mean, you know, the one game that could take away the one game that that Castellanos didn't start the first game of the season where they lost Northern Illinois. The only games that they've lost were a home game against Florida State, in which they only lost by two, and then at Louisville, who those two teams right now look like they're 1-2 in ACC. They look like they're the ones that are going to be playing in a championship game. And right now, I mean, Boston College is number 6 in the ACC. They're 6-3 overall, 3-2 in the conference. So that was not a bad team, and we were right there with a backup quarterback. So I don't know, like, I mean, I look at this team as a better team than Virginia Tech. And we didn't let them blow. There's a lot of people that said, oh, we either win close or we get blown out. We didn't get blown out. We held Castellanos, who I think his I don't want to put my foot in my mouth here, but this might be the lowest amount of rushing yards he's had in any game this year. So Boston College they've won 4 straight games before they played us. They're on a 5-game winning streak right now.
Right. So anyway, I mean, my spirit's dashed, dude. Okay.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like I said the other day. I'm not going to sit here and act like, well, you know, we can still do this. We can still do this. Of course we can. It's not up to me to rally the troops and get people to believe diddly squat. That's the team and coaches. That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to rally us and making us think that they can win. That's not my job behind this microphone, okay? Because at the end of the day, I'm owed nothing, and that's fine. But I'm just going to call it like I see it. So, like I said, I mean, we had a chance until we didn't, right? So
you wouldn't have thought that if you looked at the game stats. If you looked at the time of possession and the yards and the penalties, you wouldn't have thought that at all.
No.
The turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, you can make that argument for sure. Defense stepped up big when they needed to a few times. And, you know, I don't think they did as bad as I thought they were going to do, the defense, that is, with the run game, because
100%.
Boston College has been gashing teams on the ground.
Yeah.
So
it's tough. It's tough because, like I said, I thought the defense, especially how many plays they were out there, I thought that they stepped up and they did everything that they could to win that game. And the way that LeQuint ran the ball, even knowing, you know, as the defense knows that, like, he was really the only person that could have hurt him. And then knowing CDRW's coming in, I didn't expect too much, man. I honestly, when I heard that Schrader was sitting, I was expecting us to get blown out. I was expecting the same old what we saw, the defense keeping us in the game for maybe a half, and then all of a sudden big plays, and Castellanos starts running around and this and that. So the fact that, and again, I know people don't want to hear this, but this is just me personally as my – what I've seen of the offense with Garrett in there, and now to sit here and assume that CDRW is going to come in and do better than that, I mean, that's just not a reasonable or a realistic expectation, I feel like.
No,
it's not. Right? Realistic. So, I mean, to me, when I saw that Schrader wasn't playing, I almost didn't even want to watch the game. So the fact that they were in it all the way till that end right there, and with some of the things that were called and not called and things that happened, like, yeah, honestly, I was kind of surprised. I'm not going to say pleasantly surprised, but I was surprised.
I mean, I guess I was surprised, but also they did have a shot, you know, so I guess, you know, that's all we can ask in that situation. But as far as the calls and no calls, I mean, I'm not going to go there. I don't have that.
I thought there was a bad pass interference that they called on us in the end zone. They gave them a first down. And then, like I said, there was obviously something going on with their defensive line mimicking the quarterback's, you know, snaps and calls and stuff like that. So, it is what it is. When you see an offensive line legit go like offsides and you kind of see him and he's embarrassed and he's all like, then you know that dude just messed up. But if you see like two or three, I mean, there was two false starts in a row. And both times they went back yelling at the ref like, yo, they're over here saying this or saying that. Like, and they didn't do anything about it. Like, when you see that, that means that something more was going on than just, a lack of discipline.
Okay, fair enough. The team's undisciplined, though. I mean, just in general. They've been all year, so.
I mean, I think that you can it's just like any other fan. Like I said, I mean, we just look at our team under a microscope, but I think
the point of coming here and talking about it if we don't put everything under a microscope?
I mean, we can, but I'm just saying let's not sit here and talk like it's only exclusive to Syracuse, because I guarantee you.
We don't talk about other teams but Syracuse. I mean.
I know, but the way we say it, we talk like, I mean, it can be presumed. Is like, oh yeah, no, we're just super undisciplined and we just do all these things that these other teams don't do. Like,
no,
I just feel like any fan of every team could see there's going to be a couple plays where their players are undisciplined. There's going to be a couple calls where they're going to say, oh, the refs suck, and then there's going to be a couple play calls where they're going to question the play calling on that play from a coach. Like every single team, every single game. So I mean, we could talk about it. That's fine, but for the listeners, I don't want them to think that we're just bringing it up because it's only exclusive to us.
No, I'm bringing it up, though, too, by the way, because it was in the montage and it was at the press conference. And
I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just basically speaking to the people out there of, like, don't just assume that it's just us, because every team at some point in a game or a season has this issue.
All right. It's time to hear from you. Yay. Here we go.
From the Loud House.
All right. Y'all know what to do at the end of every game. I ask for your thoughts on that game. You leave them. We talk about them here. I was just looking so forward to this one, as I was last week and the week before that and the week before that. So, look, we're going to jump right in. I looked at a couple of these not too long ago, but I did not get down. There's 50 comments. And I didn't get down to the bottom of them. So how'd Facebook do?
23.
Okay.
Mostly negative.
Dom's from Facebook was removed because he shared something that could have encouraged violence and led to the risk of or physical harm or a direct threat to public safety. So I will read his from Facebook that was removed, and we can go from there. I want the chancellor fired. I want Wildheck fired. I want Babers let go and this whole staff burn the whole thing down and rebuild. So let's not try to incite violence like that. You can't say let's burn things down. I mean, some people can, but you can't. Okay. at Joe Catskill. So you never saw that one. At Joe Catskill. This one here, Joe is someone who... He's kind of a longtime listener, I'd say. I mean, he's been interacting for a while. He goes kind of silent until basketball season quite a bit. But, you know, he's always got something positive to say. I don't think I've heard him here say a negative thing in any of the threads that I could remember. He says, terrible. I have been with Coach in the hype machine until now. From this point on, I'm ready for some big changes. Tired of my heart being broken regularly. Go Orange and go men's and women's basketball. So, you know, I mean, that's a loyal guy right there. If you're losing guys like a Joe T, that's where a lot of this fan base is at. So, I mean, just to kind of put a little bit of that into perspective. I thought that was a little bit of a shock to me anyway. Let's see. At @jcarpenter74, glad I fell asleep at halftime and missed the other two picks in the rest of the game. At @butler25champs, find a five-star QB. I mean, we talked about this and, you know, we, in talks about next year and things like that. And I know we got some options, but wouldn't hurt to obviously see what's in the portal. If we can nab someone out of there with the NIL funds that we have, that program.
Yeah, but still, I mean, what does that even bring to the table?
It depends.
I mean, do you want a guy like, I forget his name. There's one quarterback that plays for Rice now that I feel like he's played for like four or five different teams. Like, do you want these people that are just chasing the perfect situation that don't really care about putting the work in? I mean, and can we get off the star rankings? Like, number one, we're not going to get a five-star quarterback, number one. And that's coming out of college. After you come out of college, then when you hit the transfer portal, you get re-ranked based upon what you've done so far in college, right? We barely ever get four stars. To Tommy DeVito, we were hoping, okay, four stars. This guy's in the NFL now, but he couldn't play here, right? Schrader was a four-star. Del Rio Wilson was a four-star that went to Florida. This Brendan Davis, four-star that went to South Carolina. I mean, we literally have three four-star quarterbacks in which, you know, we don't recruit a lot of four-star quarterbacks. You know,
we got excited about all three of those. It the end of last year or in the offseason.
And now next year, Ja'Cory Williams, four-star quarterback. I mean, can we get off of the recruiting? We've proven that we can recruit. We can find these three stars. We can get these people to come in and play better than what their star ranking is. That's not the issue. It's not the issue right now.
Well, right. But we have yet to see, I mean, Schrader is who he is, and he's pretty decent. But obviously, some of the star stuff is missed on me and many others anyway.
It doesn't matter what your star is, basically what I'm saying. You have to still come to college, you still have to work, and you still have to do it.
At Oil Cuse, how were we even in this game? Four interceptions and less than 50 yards passing. I hope we can get another QB out of the transfer portal because Carlos Del Rio Wilson is not the answer.
We're going to have three four-star quarterbacks on our roster next year.
Okay, so. Okay. Well, we saw a four-star last weekend, Joe. I think that's his point, and that's my point. Right? So, I mean, is no one allowed to have that opinion after what we saw?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You're saying what?
I mean, we talked about this before. We knew that this was going to be an issue.
Okay. All right, what do you got on Facebook? I'm going to scroll down here and see if there's something that will tickle Joe's fancy that he can get excited about because nothing's happening. So
there's a lot of Dino's a bum and needs to go back to Bowling Green. Here's one from Jake about the quarterback situation. Who's the third string quarterback? Sammy Davis Jr. You have a chance to win and you put a hobbling Del Rio Wilson back out there. What a pathetic coaching decision. I'm done with Dino.
Well, Luke McPhail, you said, was warming up briefly.
Yeah.
And hopefully
he's a walk on.
Yeah, and hopefully, hopefully he. Let's hope Schrader comes back. Let's hope that. That's my hope. But beyond that, I don't know. I don't even know if he can. I don't think he will. But I'm saying hoping. That's my hope. I mean, well, you can want in one hand and shit in the other and see which one gets filled first and go from there.
Yeah.
What's Samantha say?
Samantha says should have pulled Wilson and switched Valari to quarterback with a laugh. Boy, Zach Shea, I never thought I could watch a team so poorly coached as a G-Rob team. I also never thought the university would be so dumb to let it happen again. I watched to support the kids, but I mean, come on. There's got to be another quarterback on the roster that can throw the ball.
I mean, haven't seen glimpses of some decent passing from Del Rio Wilson. It's just that, you know, even Trader's struggling with it, right? So
and, it's more than just a quarterback at this point. Again,
yeah, and that's and it has to do with too the, you know, the confidence you have with each other, and also knowing your receivers. And we still see where it was at the last game that Trader played. And so I guess the game plan was good. I mean, I thought the game plan was good. It's about what I expected. And just, but the defense doing what they did, it's not terrible. And they had a shot just until they didn't, until we threw the ball.
Yeah. And that's again, you're going to see a lot of this quarterback and coach. And I mean, it's the same thing, right? I mean, everyone always looks at if the offense doesn't do good, right, then it's the quarterback's fault. It's not the receivers, not the lines, not whatever's going on. Just like if the team loses, right, it's just the coach's fault, right? It's not anybody above him. So, you know, we can say all we want, and these people are going to, you know, they're going to yell about Dino. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just feel like it doesn't matter. There's other things going to have to happen, and it's just going to be the same reoccurring
What's your thought? Are you a tear it down and rebuild? Are you a, well, let's just see what happens next week? Let's just see what happens next year? I mean, where are you at? Because
Well, first off, we don't know. People want to tear it. There's a couple different things, number one. And again, I'm going to say there's one more before I preface all this, right? Fred from Facebook, time for new leadership. Record says it all, no progress or fan excitement. Fans have been loyal. And I don't know if I 100% agree with that comment. But I'm at the stance of this is we have a situation where it's an instant gratification world, right? And I still don't think that the people above Dino have given him the support and the investment that they need to be able to get the Jimmys and Joes to be able to actually do what this fan base is asking for. We're still at a situation where,
because Syracuse University hates football.
That's pretty much what it is. And I think that I explained it before. Like, I mean, our fans who were so loyal, they drove Paul Pasqualoni out when he was making bowl games every year, winning 6, 7, 8 games. And then because we, you know, be careful what you wish for, he leaves. We get a new AD, new head coach, everything. And we were worse than we ever were. And it's been kind of just trying to fight and claw and get to a point to where, I mean, we should be trying to fight and claw to get to a point to where we were getting to a bowl game every year, no matter what your record is, because that's what was going on with Pasqualoni. But it wasn't good enough for the Syracuse fans. So we yelled and yelled and screamed and pissed and moaned. And guess what we got? We got worse. We got a worse thing on the football field. And then we got worse. And then it's been a rebuild, and we still can't really – like I said, we average a bowl game one out of every 4 years for the last 20 years. And now you're sitting here trying to tell me that two bowl games in a row, even if it's at 6-6 or 7-5, isn't enough? Like – what have you done to deserve better? Where have you helped to deserve better? I'm sorry, but it's
isn't
we're just
enough
trying
for
to get
who?
Back to that.
And isn't okay, enough so, for who?
So at the end, huh? For is the fans. It,
well, I mean, like
for all these other people. I mean, again, you can say that all you want, and you can bitch and moan. It doesn't mean that you can rub your magic lamp, fire a few people, and then you're going to get what you want.
Oh no, you got to start over. It could be worse. But
and at the end of the day, if you blow it up, number one, it's not going to get better unless you blow it up all the way up. Like Chancellor down.
Well, that's what.
And now
that's what Dominic's point was, though. That's what Dominic's point was.
Well, that's probably why he got. You know, if he said something about Babers, it would have been fine. But since he got up to the you know, upper echelon, you know, Chancellor, probably called Zuckerberg and had him do it himself. I'm just saying, it's,
said,
it's
I want
a situation.
He said, "I want the Chancellor fired. I want Wildhack fired." So, when'd you get a dog, Toby?
I told you that I was watching a dog.
Freaking Toby. So,
at the end of the day, yeah. So at the end of the day, like I said, if you want to blow it up, you better make sure we blow it up from the top down. And if that's what we're going to do, then you better be ready for a couple years, because you're going to ruin your culture. You're going to have people that are going to transfer, and you're going to have to build this program right up. So if you're willing to do that, then you're going to have to be willing to have another 3 or 4 years like Greg Robinson.
Okay.
Unless...
So what, like I asked, like I asked you earlier, what do you want to see done? Like, you kind of answered it.
I want the Chancellor and the AD to start supporting and investing in football.
Right. We all want that.
That's what I want. And give Dino a fair shake against all these other people that have Chancellors and ADs that are actually investing in the football program and giving these people what they need to be successful.
Here's the thing. If Dino leaves, I feel like, wait, didn't we talk about this? That would happen.
A little bit.
Because they wouldn't have a choice. So
no,
why not just do it now?
Definitely, it would be them.
Oh, well, right. Absolutely.
Well, because, it's just one of those things where
I feel like this is a circle jerk or a circular firing squad. I mean, you know, these are just pissed off fans, and you know, they have a right to be pissed. And like I said, I'm not going to sit here and virtue signal anymore. I mean, something needs to change, and it's not my job. So here's where I'm at. We'll see what happens. We all know what should happen, or we at least feel like we know what should happen.
I know what should happen.
And
yeah.
Syracuse University.
We should win two out of our next three. We should go 6-6, go to a bowl game, and everyone should shut the hell up about it.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
That's why I hate the fact that we're talking about this right now with three games left.
Well, why? What else is there to talk about?
I'm just the next game.
Well, that's
the
Tuesday.
Fact that we lost five last year and we were in the same situation where we thought we were never going to win another game, and then we went and we beat Boston College and went 7-5.
I'm tired. This isn't fun. This isn't fun. I think it's dumb. I didn't want to come here anyway. If you want to be honest, okay? I feel like shit, and I dragged myself off the couch to come talk about this, and it's stupid. The whole thing's dumb. So That's where I stand. And that's all I got. So that's it. If there's anyone in the space that wants to say anything, speak or forever hold yourself. Because the rest of this is just more of the same. And if it's just going to be the same shit, different person, then I'm done. And I think they have every right to be all saying the same thing. I really do. I don't know what else to tell you. When you lose a fan base like this, what else do you expect? Seriously, what else do you expect? There's nothing else to expect. Yes, we have a shot at a bowl game. Yes, that's awesome. That's great. I'm so happy that we still have a shot at a bowl game. I am. But these comments are perfectly legit. I see nothing wrong with them. At this point, I really don't.
Yeah, people are definitely allowed to have their own opinion. Absolutely. Like I said, I just think I don't see a lot of calling for the AD or calling for the chancellor or calling for people above Dino.
I don't think that those people maybe understand how this stuff works.
The one person that did his shit got canceled.
Well, that's not why it was canceled. It was canceled because he said, burn the whole thing down and rebuild. That's why it was canceled. That's why it was removed, because they have bots that do this. And Dominic is a docile guy. It's not burn, he's not burning anything. Okay. So it's just funny. I reposted it back on Facebook because he sent me a screenshot of it. And I think 12 people saw it. So, I mean, Facebook is an absolute. They suck. The platform sucks. It's for, you know, it's for oldies. You know, I don't even know why we're on there anymore. So let's see. I'm trying to get Shane on here. Here we go.
Hey, Kim said that the cheerleaders did a great job.
Oh, I didn't even know we had cheerleaders at that game. I didn't see them. So, Shane, unmute or forever hold yourself, buddy.
What's up, guys? How's everyone doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's a nice Sunday here in Syracuse.
You're a Newhouse student, right?
I am freshman at Newhouse, yes.
Oh, you're a freshman. Okay. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are the fact that it's just so disappointing and it's so disheartening to continue to watch this team week after week just looks just so off the pace of everyone else they play in their conference. I mean, I said this on my radio show on 97.7 the other day, but I mean, I think that it's not even an argument really anymore. It's not even a hot take that this team is the worst in the ACC, and it's just program-wise too, like the outlook for the future just does not look good. Not look good at all.
Well, I mean, I would tend to agree with kind of what we've seen, but You know, here's one thing I will say, and I know that students were had a fire Dino chant or something like that. Like, I don't think that's helpful at all. I mean, I guess
no, it's not.
It's not, and like Joe and I have said, it's so much more than what Dino is doing.
Exactly.
And I hope that
it's a culture.
It is. And it's, you know, people have to care. The people above Dino have to care. And I think we could all look at the past few years since this was a thing, the NIL. I think we can all look at that and say, well, everybody else is getting pretty decent, you know, whether it be through the transfer portal or what, you know, recruiting and the NIL stuff. And here we are just kind of treading water. And that's kind of where we've been at. And, you know, I think it's what we saw earlier this year is promising. You know, Garrett Schrader gets hurt. You have to have, so if these are our backups at quarterback, that's just not acceptable to me. Like, we got to do better than that. Your backup's got to be able to step in and do something more than, you know, 37 yards through the air.
Give me 75% of the starter.
Something. I hope that's fair.
You guys know too, like with Schrader too, like it is his throwing arm, and like I'm not quite sure he's going to play another snap this season. So,
and that's kind of my assumption. I mean, if I was to have to bet money, by if you listen to the montage, which we don't go live for, but you know, if you listen to Dino's presser, it sounds like he's not planning on Schrader coming back. It sounds like he's planning on Carlos Del Rio Wilson to finish out this year. And
it's interesting dynamic too, right? Because sorry to cut you off there.
You're good.
Because I was tailgating with some family when I found out the news, and this was a little bit before actually I even got into the dome and saw that Schrader wasn't, you know, warming up in his path. I kind of knew a little bit beforehand just because of a friend of mine, but there was a lot of excitement about just seeing something different, and you know, with CDRW and. I don't know if he gave us any hope to start off with, you know, with his past performances and his past glimpses, but, you know, there was some kind of hope that something would change, and it didn't change. It was somewhat of a breath of fresh air for like an hour before the game, but then once kickoff started and he threw that first interception, it was kind of like, oh no, where do we go from here? So there was excitement for a little bit, but yeah, it wasn't very long lasting.
When one of your passes that should have been complete is literally taken out of your receiver's hand and starts going the other way.
That's a bad
day. So, yeah, I mean, he doesn't have a supporting cast.
No.
Has it, 'cause we've seen him when he's had at least some of the pieces in place, right? Mm. So it looked a whole lot better than that. And I
kept on looking up at the scoreboard, man, and like, they, you know how they show like the team stats and everything like that? Like, just – what stood out to me was just the time possession, and this team has been struggling with this for the past couple of weeks now. But I mean, not even 18 minutes possessing the ball against a BC team who doesn't really establish the ground game, at least didn't really establish the ground game other than Thomas Castellanos in this past game on Friday night. Like, it's so bad. It's so hard to watch. This offense could not sustain drives, and the defense on the field for over half the game. It's not good.
And they still only lost by 7, which just tells me it was...
Yeah.
One or two things.
BC isn't a good team, but they still lost.
Yeah. All right, Shane, we appreciate you, dude. Don't be a stranger.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you, man.
All right, yep.
Thank you.
Take care. You too.
See you, bud.
Okay, so that's a freshman student, and that's their perspective. I really, his perspective. And, you know, I heard about the chants. I just think that's, I don't know. They can do whatever the hell they want at the end of the day, but it's just, it's a little much for me. That's all. I guess that's where I stand with that. Oh, boy.
Agreed.
Let's see. Cap'n Patrick, unmute yourself if you'd like to speak, my guy.
Hey, gentlemen, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. And you don't sound like you're hiding today, which is...
No, you lot. This is a... much calmer day for me. And I apologize if I repeat anything. I just hopped on playing basketball with the boys here.
And anyway, you're not even out of breath?
No.
Is it that easy for you?
Well, No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't running too much. They're not. They're eight.
They're eight. Okay.
Anyway. Okay. First thing, I'm sure you guys talked about Carlos Del Rio Wilson and the amount of passes he completed. Mm-hmm. So, what do we have for next year? I know we have some transfers from South Carolina, but what are you guys thinking there?
The Davis. What's his name?
Braden Davis.
Okay. Yeah. I guess that's it.
Like, has Joe watched his film or anything? Has anybody seen this guy play?
Justin Lampson not doing too bad, right? Didn't Justin Lampson have a Who's House chant inside the locker room, by the way?
I have no idea, but all I know is that now that he's in Stanford, pretty sure he's coming to the Dome next year. Davis was a four-star, I believe, out of the state of Connecticut or Delaware. It was a smaller northeast state, but he was highly sought out, and he went to South Carolina, transferred. And realistically, it's still hard to tell because they had Luke McPhail getting ready to go in, who's our walk-on, before he was going to come in. So maybe it's to save his red shirt, but – we're going to have
you get four games, don't you? I think you get four games.
I thought it was four.
Yeah, but if you come in and you do good, and that's four games. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you could, and then I don't know. So
we got maybe four games left. I don't understand why they wouldn't put him in over McPhail, because that we know that dude probably isn't the answer. I was a little concerned that he was warming up.
Yeah, well, I kind of was a little bit too, I'm not going to lie.
When Coach said in the presser, and he was asked about Del Rio Wilson starting next week, and he didn't just say, well, let's see, you know, what happens with Garrett. And he said, I hope so.
Oh, man.
that kind of told me everything I needed to know.
Well, something happened to Carlos Del Rio Wilson, too. I mean,
yeah, he twisted his ankle or something.
It was a hamstring or a quad or something, because he had tape up around his thigh.
Yeah.
To me, that was a hamstring. He couldn't even set to throw the ball. We do have Jakari Williams coming as his true freshman as well, and he's a four-star out of Macon, Georgia. So obviously there's that guy too. But to Sean's point, to Sean's point, you might want to bring in another transfer. I don't know. You'd like to think that between
a proven guy. I mean, yeah. that's all I'm saying.
And that's the only thing that would make sense, because right now, and starting off next year, we're going to have three guys that were four-star quarterbacks coming out of high school that got highly recruited and went to good schools in the SEC and stuff. So if you can't if you can't get at least one out of those three, then I don't know
gotcha.
What the deal is.
And you guys may have already answered this. So, do we win that game if?
Yeah, I already said I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, which is absolutely incredible, because we had four interceptions. We only lost by seven. We dropped a whole bunch of interceptions.
Five.
I don't know how many, but, man, we dropped a ton.
I counted five, but I gave JB a pass because he's got a club hand, so four.
Oh, that's true. And he should have caught that, too. That was probably a pretty easy one to catch.
If he didn't have a club hand, he would have caught it.
Yeah.
He made up for it, though.
Did Justin Lampson turn into a running back?
No.
Or
no.
Because I'm looking at this.
He's got a wristband in that video.
That's fine, but okay. All right, but I'm just looking at their box. So he scored a touchdown. They won 10-7 against Washington State. But as a quarterback, he went 1 of 1 for 27 yards, but he had 20 carries for 54 yards and a touchdown. So they just put him in to run.
I think he's just running. He's a gadget player.
Taysom Hill type of guy
like a gadget guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
either way, if that's the case, why did we choose Del Rio Wilson over him and let him transfer?
I don't know, but you know, I hate the fact that I'm supposed to care about Stanford now.
Yeah.
Is that dumb or what? Does it get any more dumb? I mean, it's, golly. What do you think?
Yeah, yeah, a lot more dumb because there's California and SMU. It's not just one of them.
I almost, yeah, I mean, yeah, right.
Well, SMU's good because now, yeah.
Yeah.
People in Houston can actually go up to Dallas pretty easy. That's an easy trip, right, to go catch a SMU game. Who knows how many people they have in that stadium. But to fly, I don't think there's a direct flight from Houston to Syracuse. It's a pain in the butt to get back there. So I'm happy about that. And I know some SMU people, and yes, they are all hella preppy. I'm talking the preppiest of the preppy. But, hey, they're paying to get into the conference. Good on them. Hopefully Syracuse can buy another nutritionist or a freaking offensive line coach or somebody.
The offensive line didn't look terrible on
that's
Friday
the problem,
night.
Though.
Yeah, I know.
It's like we're just catching up, you know, getting nutritionists and getting buildings when everyone else is buying players and beating our ass.
I mean, when I heard they hired a nutritionist, I was like, which did they let one go?
I know.
I mean, what the
old guy retired.
He retired. You know, he'd been with the team for 20 something years, maybe. That's not gonna
matter, because even if I'm sure this nutritionist in a year or two is gonna get a better job with the same position at another school where she'll get paid higher, and then we'll have to replace her anyway. So
it seems to be the trend.
Sure, you're excited to travel to Berkeley, though, and watch Syracuse play Cal, right?
Yeah, I still think that they're checking your vaccination records to fly in there.
I don't think it's
going to work for me.
That's not a game I'm going to be going to as a fan.
Yeah, you know, I just was talking before all this happened about trying to get to every ACC away game, and those three aren't on the list, and they're not going to be. Those three are not going to be on the list.
SMU might not be a bad.
Yeah, SMU's good.
Trip.
Okay, that's fair enough. But you know, I'm going to
long do, expensive.
I'm going to do the original, the original.
Yo, I guarantee you, there's a Norfolk to Dallas that you could easily hop on.
I'm sure.
It's probably super cheap. Man, we'll pick you up at the airport and then we'll go. Let's just plan that for next time.
How often are they playing them? I mean, this is a thing too.
Think they're playing. I was actually reading something. They're playing.
Well,
them
the schedules
actually
are out.
Actually, more than some of the damn. I think they got them playing four times in 7 years.
Wow. Okay.
They play them 2025. They play them 2026. Skip 2026.
So is 2026? Is that in Dallas?
2029. Oh, that's a good question. 2026. Is, hold on, let me find it again.
I think that's Syracuse.
It is an away game for Syracuse. SMU.
Perfect.
2026 is away.
Put that in your calendar, Sean.
I have to put my readers on, but I think it says away.
I don't know if we can. We can put that in our calendar now, but you know,
does Syracuse football exist in 2026?
Yeah. Okay. So last question. So how many wins does Dino need to save his job?
Three, four.
You think he's already there?
Huh?
Or like
no.
This year?
Four more.
Four. You think he needs to
get to a bowl game and win?
He needs to win.
He's got to get to a bowl game, realistically.
Okay. That's so he needs two more.
Yeah. Yeah. To get there, I mean, and who knows? I don't know. If he gets fired, though, he should blow the lid off the whole thing. He should just blow the lid off of it.
He should, and because what will happen is maybe a big-time donor will, you know, step up, even though they may try to run that big-time donor off, but that's, you know, you never know what's going to happen. The
save their own
apparently, by the way, apparently there's plenty of donors that are that caliber of donor, which is why maybe they didn't want to be affiliated with him for one reason or another.
Huh.
But there are donors that are throwing down the cash the same way Weitzman was.
Interesting.
We just don't know their names because they're not sitting behind the bench at every football or basketball game and using whatever influence they have to bring people who I don't care about.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, I like Tom Brady. That's cool.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah,
Jimmy and Jim, big Tom Brady fans. So
yeah, they are. Okay, last question. So
you said that last time, but I could.
Do we win? I know. I just remembered something. So do we win against Pitt? What do y'all think? I think we do. If we play like the way we did with Schrader, we win, and we win handily.
Are you saying if Schrader plays next week?
Yeah, with Schrader.
If Schrader plays next week, then I absolutely think there's a realistic shot. If he does not, however, which is what I've got to believe is going to happen, then I don't think so. Although it would not surprise me if they did, because if they do what they did against Boston College to Pitt, I think they can win.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Just without the four turnovers, oh my goodness. Absolutely.
25% of his passes.
Then
it gives
me hope again, and then I go down this rabbit hole, and it's not good.
Well, no, you were about to jump off a bridge the other day.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I was so pissed off.
How are you better?
Unbelievable.
How are you better now?
It's another day, and we weren't terrible. I thought we would get blown the crap out by BC, but I guess I didn't understand how bad they were.
I think they're decent though. I think Boston College is decent. I think that our defense did a phenomenal job, and I think that our offensive line wasn't like it was a lot better than what we've seen. And you got to take into the caliber of team, but at the end of the day, I think it's that I do think that they were better.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, great show. Appreciate it. This is good.
This is the last. This is the last episode. So enjoy it. You can listen to it on loop.
Stop.
Sean. Yo, we'll come and find you, and then force you to do another podcast.
Well, fortunately, if for anybody who does give a shit about this show, which isn't me right now. I do have money invested in equipment that would just be sitting here collecting dust if I don't use it. So
exactly. Your wife would be pissed at you, and you don't need that.
No, my wife would be perfectly fine if I never came back here and did another podcast ever again. let's get that straight.
What will happen is that Syracuse basketball is going to be good this year, and you're going to get the
they're going to suck me in again.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yep. You're going to get sucked in. Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, let's hope so, because I'm not sucked into anything right now.
Yeah, that's definitely hope so.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
Part of my attitude is I am not 100%, and I drag my ass off of a couch to do this, and I regret every drag. I regret putting my feet on the floor to stand up. At this point, okay, this is one of those shows for me. Remember last week when I said this is not fun for me? This is not fun for me again. So,
they have drugs for that, and I guess like Prozac isn't it. They're saying that it's actually Ozempic. They're saying it helps with depression now too.
Well, my wife's a pharmacist, so maybe I can talk to her about that. But it's not depression. Yeah,
perfect.
It's don't give a fuck. Can that be treated?
They got to put you in the military. They can like solve that somehow. They just like
they give you acid, right?
I don't know. They never did that to me, but
oh, okay. Well, I know they did before.
Yeah,
they did it. In
Yeah, they probably did. Yeah.
What was it? Diligan.
Pat.
All right.
I love you, dude.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on. Don't be a stranger. All right, buddy.
Yeah. No yes, way.
Sir. Have a good one.
All right, man. Later.
Bye.
Always fun to talk to Pat. He brings out the worst in me. So I think I'm bringing out the worst in me today, though, honestly. And I'm sorry, but it's too much to edit. So it is what it is at this point. All right. I'm done. I said that 20 minutes ago that I was done. And I am now. So look, nothing is... Even through, I'll say this. I don't have all the answers. I know how I feel. I think we know what the problem is. I don't have much else to say about it. There's nothing worse than coming here and repeating the same things over and over again. It becomes just so pointless for me. I want to move on. And, you know, unfortunately, I can't move on unless we change the tides here. So, you know, the one thing I will say is that the Spaces thing, although it's not huge, it is an opportunity to get guys like Shane in. And, you know, we haven't heard from Shane. We had, what, 2-3 new callers last, our listeners, speakers last episode. I mean, if you guys keep that coming, I'll stay. Because to me, that's what this show was for anyway. And it's not for Syracuse football. It's not for Syracuse basketball. It's for us to sit here and blow steam off. And that's always what it was. Or celebrate together. But with that said, that's what it's for, right? So
yeah. And like I said, I get passionate about it too, because for me, like you said, we know what the problem is. And we keep regurgitating the same thing, because all you see is, oh, well, blame the quarterback. Oh, blame the coach. Like, I want that to be known to those people that just want to say, oh, fire Babers or do this, that like we got to look at what the real problem is, because if we just stay right here in the quarterback coaching lane, then nothing is going to change. And we're just going to keep spinning the same coaching turntable and still the same thing's going to happen. So that's really the reason why I continue to kind of push it. Not saying that, you know, if they end up getting rid of the chance, they're getting rid of AD and they want to start fresh. The AD wants to start fresh with a new coach and, you know, new coaching staff. Okay. I completely understand that. But we have to be able to be honest with ourselves as a fan base and be able to point out the problem and know what the problem is, so that attention and accountability goes to the right people. That's all. If we're going to make this stand as a fan base to get a change, that's where the change needs to be.
And unfortunately, we won't know until the lid's blown off the whole thing. So, and we'll see what happens.
You can tell he wants. You can tell he's holding
I back. Know he does. I just, you know, he can't because he loses his job. And if he continues down the road he's on, he loses his job. So one way or another, if things don't change, it looks like he's going to lose his job. And beyond that, if he does lose his job and it is exactly what we think it is, then he needs to stick up for himself. And, you know, I don't know if he signed a non-disclosure agreement or whatever the case is. They give him a severance. Hey, sign this here. We're not going to talk about this. Here you go. Be on your merry way with a bag of cash. But who knows?
I mean, and you know what? And you got a good point there, because, you know, he does have to stick up for himself, you know, for his own career, but also for the coaching, just the circle of coaches. You know, I think that coaches have, you know, respect for each other. And, you know, I think that then they have big circles. They know a lot of each other. The coaching staffs are so big that you run into these people and you coach so many different people that, you know, and at the end of the day, like, I'm telling other coaches, don't go there. Like, they're not giving you an opportunity to, I mean, if anybody thinks we're going to get a good coach, and you don't think a big time coach is going to go try to talk to Babers if they get offered the job and be like, hey, what happened? And he tells them what's going on. I mean, we're not going to get a big time head coach.
I know, because we're going to be like, no one's going to want to be there.
Young, but that's what I'm saying, is those coaches have been around the block, and they're like, okay, I know Dino. What happened? I want to know what happened. Oh, well, you know, they didn't support me, and they didn't invest in the football. Well, why am I going to go there? Why am I going to waste my time? Now, some hotshot young coach who they might only have one coaching job at a, you know, Conference USA school or something, they might take that. But it's going to be the same thing if things above that don't change. So,
you know, I had a boss at work one time that this guy in the field I was in didn't know anything about the field. He was just a manager type guy, right? And, you know, we would be like, this guy needs to go. He's terrible. He's awful. Absolutely terrible. One day before I left, he sat me down and he said, I just want you to know, I can show you evidence that these things are not me. That's coming from way above me. And I gained a lot of respect, because, you know, you're sitting here blaming a guy who is put in a position where if he doesn't, you know, if he doesn't just fall in line, then now he's out of a job. He's got a family. You know what I mean? So with that said, it's kind of one of those deals. So if he gets fired, like I said, he's going to need to stick up for himself. If he wants a good job down the road, he's going to have to. And so we'll see. But Syracuse University hates football. That's it. I'm totally convinced. And you can make your arguments, but I don't see it any other way. So, all right. That's it.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for us. The plan is to be back here Tuesday to talk about Pitt. Any new news between now and then, hopefully we can gather it up and bring it to you, but we'll see what happens. So, in New York City.
And hopefully a men's basketball
win. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.